Over the course of the last year, we've heard two perspectives, the museum curators and the ceramic artists, on the project that partnered Baltimore Clay Works with the Johns Hopkins University Archaeological Museum. Today, the last of the series, we hear from three students who attempted to recreate some of the museum's most famous Greek objects.
My name is Ross Brindle, and I'm a PhD candidate in classical archaeology, focusing on ancient Greek art and Athenian vase painting in particular. This class has been a learning experience for students and instructors alike as we apprenticed ourselves to craftsmen of 2,500 years ago. A simple study of the history of ancient Greek pottery and how it was made would be substantial, but we set out to recreate the production techniques as well. We had the advantage of previous experiments carried out by scholars over the last century and used these as our starting point to recreate every step of the production process, from throwing the pots to decorating and firing them. This class was truly an experiment. Every step was based on careful consideration of the evidence available, and although we had an idea of what the outcome should be, we were never completely certain until we were done.
My name is Anna Seufer, and I am a sophomore member of the class of 2017 studying archaeology and considering adding a major in classics. Experimental archaeology, I thought, that should be fun. And indeed, participating in this course has been one of the most exhilarating experiences of my life. But classifying it as experimental falls short of the mark. It is truly experiential archaeology. From wedging the first slab of clay, to painting with two bristle brushes, to firing the kiln, we practiced and struggled with every step of pottery production. While our study is not unique in the experience of this process, it is unmatched in the group dynamic of a pottery workshop and the deliberate attempt to cast ourselves in the mindset of apprentices. So although our cups may not have fired perfectly red and black, we have learned a valuable experiential lesson, not easily visible in the archaeological record, about apprenticeship, learning curves, and social dynamics in the workshop, all through recreating ancient Greek ceramics.
My name is Savannah Demonescu, and I am a sophomore majoring in history of art and double minoring in entrepreneurship and management and visual arts. I never thought I would have the opportunity to conduct new research and contribute to an already established field like archaeology as an undergraduate student. We have done more than analyze ancient Greek chylakes through the words and observations of other scholars. We have become experts ourselves and have published our own findings. I felt the same level of scholarly responsibility from holding ancient examples of chylakes at the beginning of our course to reaching into our kiln to grab my group's replica. We have broken every barrier that could prevent us from fully experiencing these small glimpses of ancient culture, transporting us beyond time and museum display cases. Slip was tasted, handles broken, and one tile exploded. The small quirks and several unanswered questions we encountered only made our experience more real. We have gained a vast knowledge of these objects, but more importantly, we have come to appreciate what we don't know and remain curious about the past.
Listen to all three segments at WYPR.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational opportunities in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.